20 minutes after 4 o'clock. Got your Thursday downtown on the Pulse. WZON. Rich Kimball, Brian Stackpole here with you, going to the G&M Family Market telephone line and saying hello, Pete Warner of the Bangor Daily News. Pete, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. How's it going with you guys?
Fantastic, thank you. Good to have you back on with us as Maine football gets ready for arguably their biggest game of the year. And I guess from here on out, if they keep winning, every game is their biggest of the year.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They're in one of those nice positions where they you know, the more they win, the better things are going to be, and they certainly have an advantageous schedule compared to what it could be down the stretch. So it could be pretty compelling action here the last month of the regular season.
Now, you were there watching the game against Stony Brook last week and a really stellar effort on the defensive side of things. Then, for the most part this year, the defense has been a pretty consistent unit for them.
Yeah, you know, I think they're so blessed to have that front seven. The guys up front are just tenacious, and they have a terrific crew of linebackers that's pretty deep and versatile. They can rotate some guys in there as well, and that has helped that transition with the younger, untested safeties and corners and such. And those guys are coming around. Najee Good is an example, I think, of a guy who has played an awful lot better here the last couple of weeks. So hopefully that's a sign that they're settling in and that game experience is finally giving them a little bit of added confidence.
Absolutely. And on the offensive side of things, it's been an inconsistent season, but last week pulled the trigger and switched quarterbacks. Drew Belcher, it's not always pretty with Drew Belcher out there, but I thought I was impressed with his toughness, his leadership, but most of all his ability to move the chains in tough situations.
Yeah, you know, he has that je ne sais quoi. You know, he has that ability to make plays. He's like you say, he's not flashy. He's not going to sit back there and throw 40-yard bombs, probably right on the money. But he just has a competitiveness to him that I would think as a teammate and as a member of the offense, that's the kind of guy that you would want leading the group.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. And it's one of those strange years, too, maybe as strange a year as we've seen in the CAA, because everybody's beating each other. And then we're getting some huge injuries. Villanova lost John Robertson for the season. They're not the same team. New Hampshire, for the first time in anybody's memory, is pretty much out of the playoff picture already. And JMU was riding high just less than a week ago, but now lost a game and have lost their best player in Vad Lee. And suddenly the CAA's wide open and anybody's for the taking.
Well, I'll tell you what, I watched the JMU Richmond game last weekend, and it is astounding to me that Richmond put up 59 on them. I've watched them a couple of other times in spurts, and I just thought James Madison looked like a team that was going to march its way to the national title. But yeah, as you mentioned, with Vad Lee out of there, that changes a lot. Really takes away perhaps the most dynamic offensive player in the country. And the same goes, as you mentioned, for Villanova, this week's opponent for Maine, which is not nearly the same team without John Robertson.
It's interesting, and I did the same thing. I watched that JMU game on my iPad, and I'm watching those teams race up and down the field, and it's a different brand of ball than you see from Maine football and most of the northern teams, for that matter. And I couldn't figure out if it's because their offenses are that much better or because neither one has any defense.
It could be a combination of those two things,
yeah.
I think. But for sure, I mean, when you've got you've got guys like they have, they've just got some playmakers who are not only fast, but they're big, they're strong, they bounce off arm tackles. You know, it's the kind of guys that gives just about anyone they play fit. So there may be an element of truth to what you say about the defensive side of things. Some of those New Hampshire teams of 5 or 6 years ago, especially in that time frame, were kind of deficient on defense, but they just outscored people. So that could be the case with those teams as well. And, well, I think we know that is not going to be the case for the Black Bears because they have a modestly average offense, and a very darn good defense.
Absolutely. We're talking with Pete Warner of the Bangor Daily News, and Pete, it won't be long before we start playing basketball for real. Let's talk briefly about the University of Maine men's and women's teams. The women with a great run last year and only lost one player from last year's squad, and then hearing good things about some of the new guys that Bob Walsh has brought in for the men's team.
Yeah, boy, yeah, that's it's going to be one of those you're going to need to keep your roster handy, I think. The problem is when they're practicing, they wear zeros. That they've never won anything, basically, type of an attitude. And so they do have a real nice influx of athletes who really are probably going to could be very good. I think the challenge for Bob is, you know, how do you fit those guys together with the returning veterans, some of whom are very good and some of whom maybe their roles will diminish quite a bit. But I think there's a lot of excitement there, and I would imagine will take them some time to begin to iron things out. But I think the prospects are good for better than 3 wins this year.
Yeah, and I don't know how you feel about this, Pete, but I think we saw some of this last year with the women and the great support they got at the Cross Center. But I still believe if men's basketball could get to the point of being a contender for the conference championship and a shot at the NCAAs every year, I still believe we'd get huge crowds at the Cross Center, because I think deep down it's still a basketball state.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of folks around who are basketball fans first and sports fans second, kind of. They really have grown up with the game. The folks from around the area have always had that tie-in with Maine high school basketball, and certainly some of the former good University of Maine teams. But, yeah, you know, it's Bob Walsh is the kind of guy who's not afraid to stick his neck out there, and he likes to get out in public. He just recently did a free coaches clinic up in Orono. They're going to be, you know, they're reaching out to people, and I think if they can put an entertaining brand of basketball that also includes a fair number of W's, I think you're absolutely right. There's no reason that they won't draw very well also, and the Cross Insurance Center is a real nice place to watch a basketball game.
Hey, Pete, speaking of high school sports, got some big playoff games coming soon. High school football are getting to the postseason, and but it's been an interesting year with the change in classification to watch how all this develops. And I don't follow it closely to always know who's where, but I do know. And now Bangor managed to sneak into the playoffs, and we got a very good team up the road in Old Town that's turned some heads this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Old Town last year won, I think, 2 games. And they had we'll try to outscore you mentality, and their defense wasn't very good. Well, this year, their defense is extremely good. They've been able to average, I think they've scored 31 or more points in every game, and their defense has been substantially improved. And as a result, all they do is win now. So they are in a position to really make some noise. They have a bye this week, as does the second seed Winslow, and those are 2 teams that would be really exciting to see down the road in a potential final matchup. And Old Town really they deserve a lot of credit because, like I say, they had a lot of ability. They had some talent last year, just didn't put it together. And now Lance Cowan's got his team right at the top of the Class B standings.
And I know my employer, Brewer High School, it's been a heck of a football season there with a 7-1 record and a great resurgence of the Witches program.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you can sense, I've covered a couple of Brewer games this fall, and the difference to me is just that it's the sideline, it's the coaching staff. There's a great blend of Nick Arthurs and his dad, Butch, with some of those dyed-in-the-wool Brewer guys like Dennis Kaya, and and Dana Corey, and you can feel their passion for the game and the expectations that they're putting on the kids. And there's some terrific players on that football team. They're a lot of fun to watch, and good versatility on offense. You think you're going to stop one thing, they'll find another way to beat you. So they have been a real fun team to watch this fall.
Absolutely. Now, Pete, I know you're a big hunter. Hunting season coming soon. Let me ask you this. If we drop you and Larry Mahoney and John Holyoke out in the middle of the woods, which one of you is going to come out of there with a deer first?
Well, Larry might find some crows because he'd probably drop some donut crumbs or something out there for him. John has a pretty fair chance if he... if he changes his tactics a little bit, I don't want to get too critical of him because he's a friend of mine, but I think I would, if I had to put a friendly wager on it, I would hope that I could come out on top there. It's a funny game, the hunting thing, and I think really the beauty of it is the experience of just being out in some of those crisp, cold fall days and just kind of watching nature happen before your eyes. So it's a lot of fun. It's not called shooting, killing. It's called hunting. So if you don't at the end of the season have some meat in your freezer, it's not necessarily a disgrace or anything along those lines.
But you did get your deer last year, right?
I did. You know, it required me to make an additional firearm purchase. I had to go buy a smoke pole, as it's affectionately known. But, you know, having a muzzle loader in the repertoire is nice now. It'll give me some added insurance. But, you know, sometimes you work so hard for things and you don't get a result that you want. You just you find ways to make it happen. And last year I just kind of bit the bullet there and walked into Walmart and walked out. And 2 days later I had my deer. So it's a lot of fun and really it's a really enjoyable experience. I'm trying to pass along to my kids, but they seem to have to – trouble finding time to come hunt with me.
Well, listen, you have good luck again this year. Won't be too long before we'll be out there once again. Pete, great talking with you as always. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll hope to catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rich. Safe travels down to Villanova.
Thank you much. Pete Warner, Bangor Daily News, checking in with us here on Downtown.